hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Mighty Tower of Power with Huey Lewis and News, the Strokeland Superband. We are awaiting Ray Boom Boom Mancini, of course, the former world lightweight champion. The last television idol of the, I would have to say that of the network television era. I mean, think about it. I mean, there was Jorge Paez after him. He was basically the last television star made from network television. But that was in the early 90s, and, you know, he was a Mexican. And Ray was the last American. I mean, there was Bobby Chez and guys like that before him. There were all kinds of guys that definitely were in the mix. But nobody really brought it like Ray Boom Boom Mancini. I mean, he brought it, come be it the title fight, be it title defenses, be it publicly. I mean, he has been a class act in and out of the ring, and you've never seen any bad police reports, anything like that, emanating from Ray Mancini's house. So, Ray. Hey, we got Ray on the line. Let's go to L.A., the city of angels, and bring in the former lightweight champion of the world, Mr. Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Ray, how are you?
I'm fine, Pedro. Hey, and I got to apologize. I know you guys are tired. This has been like a real ordeal trying to get on the phone with you guys.
All right, don't worry. Listen, I understand, you know, you've got a hectic schedule. Now, you're no longer living in Youngstown. You've been in L.A. for a while. You still doing the movie thing?
Oh yeah, still producing films, and we're in the mix dealing with the studios. So it's good.
What's the difference between the cutthroat world of producing movies in Hollywood and boxing? Is there much difference except for the blood?
Well, here's the difference. You know, Dustin Hoffman once said to me, he said, "In your business, you get knocked on your ass, you know it. In this business, you can be knocked on your ass for months and never know it."
And
that's the thing. In the ring, you go in, you control your destiny. You win, you lose, you lose. In this business, you control very little other than your work, you know, but you control very little. Other people pull the strings, and it's very frustrating, very hard at times. But the same thing it took to be a good fighter, it takes to be, you know, whether a good actor or to be a good producer, and that's tenacity, you know, discipline and focus. So hopefully we got that over a lot of people.
All right. Are you surprised that you were the last real, and I just mentioned that, you were the last matinee idol for network television as far as an American boxer is concerned? There's been nobody since you. There's been no network TV. I talked about Paez getting a few fights in the 90s, but he was a Mexican attraction. He was an American born and raised. But you were the last television idol. That sort of gives you a significant part in American history.
Well, I appreciate that, Pedro. I don't know. I don't dwell on and think about it a whole lot. I mean, if in case that's true, then I'm very honored. I'm very flattered. Look, I tell people all the time, I came at the right time. I mean, no bones about it. It could have been my father. If my father would have been in this time, it would have been him instead of me. It could be a lot of guys. The point is, I came at the right time. Early 80s, the networks were getting involved with the boxing game, especially CBS. And more than anything, this is the key. People don't realize, CBS wanted to showcase the lightweights. Oh, man, I hit the juggernaut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could have been any other division, but it wanted to showcase the lightweights. So the point is, a lot of things fell into place. And, of course, then they had a tournament. And, you know, I was part of that, you know, part of one of the guys in that tournament. And it just worked out. I tell people a lot of, and another reason why I think I had good ratings and things is because my style was fan-friendly, you know?
You brought
people
it.
People don't understand. And you understand, Pedro.
Yep.
A lot of people understand why certain guys are not what they call pay-per-view fighters. There's very few pay-per-view fighters. There's very few guys that I pay to see, you know, outside of network television. And the reason why, what constitutes a pay-per-view fighter? Well, first of all, you got to be a winning fighter. And second of all, you got to have a fan-friendly style. You know, and that's what people don't understand. So I think that's why there's a lot of good fighters now, but very few, I think... Without network television back involved in the game, it's going to be very difficult have boxing have the same prominence it did in the early 80s.
You folks,
I don't know. I'm a fight fan, and I can't tell you half the fighters now.
You folks in Atlanta, GA, listening on 3WE, this is Ray Boom Boom Mancini, the former lightweight champion of the world. We have toll-free phone lines open coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, Ray, you know that Manny Pacquiao got planted face first in the canvas last week by his arch nemesis Juan Manuel Marquez. I thought it was sort of a fitting ending if this fight series were to end at this point in time, because of the fact that I thought Marquez got shorted definitely last year and maybe in the third fight as well. But the bottom line was, you know, he didn't let it go to the judges. He took care of business. My question for you is, I tried to move up 8 pounds. I couldn't do it. You tried to move up 5 pounds. You had problems moving up in weight. How does Manny Pacquiao go from 107 pounds to 147 pounds and be rock hard, all full of muscle?
Well, first of all, you know, Pedro, people make more of it than it is. First of all, it's caloric intake and it's a couple glasses of water. I mean, people say, oh, if you're fighting 140, you know, I walked around 143, 42, but you trained down to 135. But, you know, the last year and a half of my career, I couldn't make weight. Why? Not because I was, you know, doing anything wrong. My body was growing. I was a young man. My body was growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd get off the scale. I weigh out, and I'd have to say 134 pounds. I drink a glass of water. I get back, I was 136. Oh, how's that happen? Just your body absorbs it. That's all it is, man. People make it more. Now, if you went from 140 to 160, then I'd question it.
Okay.
140 to 147 is a couple glasses of water. And first of all, Marquez weighed it, Manny weighed at 47. Marquez weighed at 43. So, man, it's a caloric intake, too. So these, now they got nutritious. Now, at that time, people used to say to me, did you have a nutritionist? I said, yeah. They said, did you have a masseur? I said, yeah. And they said, did you have a conditioning coach? I said, yeah. The thing is, it was all the same guy. One guy, Murphy Griffin. So that's what a trainer's supposed to be. You're supposed to be your trainer, physical, your boxing trainer, your conditionist, your nutritionist. It's supposed to be everything for you, which Griff was. Murphy Griffin gave me my massages. We ate together. He helped me with my food, everything. So the point I'm trying to make is, that's all it is. It's caloric intake. You know, if you're trying to make weight a little bit, you know, if I'm trying to make weight, I lay off the liquids, things like that. That's why it baffles me when enough guys fight for, like, lightweight. Move to lightweight to 140, like 140. That's a glass of water. That's all it is. Yeah. And people make it like, oh, this guy must be doing something. Stop, man. Stop.
Oh, Ray, he turned pro at 107 pounds. He went to 147 pounds, and he stayed rock hard. I mean, Roberto Duran went from 35 to 47. He stayed hard, but after 47, he was soft.
Well, you've got to understand the lifestyle, too. Duran partied like he was going to the joint, you know what I'm saying? So between fights, and he ate the chorizo, you know, he was eating that chorizo, and he was eating all that good food, you know, from the Caribbean, so... Point being is, Manny lives a disciplined life.
Okay.
From what we understand. Now, I don't know for sure, but from what we see.
Okay.
Now, plus, when your body ages, he's getting older. He started at 17, but he was how many years ago? That was 18, 20 years ago. Your body's going to age. As you naturally age, your body gets old, you know, older, you put on weight.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini is our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, Donnie Lalonde told me that Dave Wolf passed away a couple of years ago, but he was your manager. He was a colorful character. I mean, he had the worst toupee. I call it a hockey helmet without chin straps in boxing.
Dave passed away a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
He was the best. He was the best manager there was. There was no doubt. I know how he loved me. I know he protected me. And same thing with Donnie. I know how he protected his fighters. But let me tell you, but Dave, you're right. Dave, here's the thing people didn't understand. Dave had toupee, but we'd be up in the Catskill Mountains. And Chuck Fagan, my assistant trainer, would say, can you believe this? I'd say, what? He said, he wants me to drive him down into the city to get a haircut. I said, what? I said, tell him to mail it in. But Dave was smart. Dave had three different ones, three different toupees. One for, like, if he was going to haircut, so it would be short. Then longer, and then long. Dave had three different people. I mean, it was funny. I don't know who he thought he was fooling, but He was a sharp guy, man. And, yeah, Chuck said, yeah, I have to take him in the city to get a haircut. I used to laugh.
Okay. No, he was good to us as far as members of the media was concerned. And obviously, he took care of his fighters. I mean, he went to no lengths to make sure that you and Donnie, and especially you and Donnie, were well taken care of. But he was a character. I loved being around him. But I remember one time, I think we were in Reno, Nevada. And he said to me, Pedro, where are you guys going tonight? I said, I don't know. He goes, Pedro, don't you go out to that ranch. And I said, okay, Dave. He goes, if you go out to that ranch, he goes, the word's going to get around the community that you were out at that ranch. And I said, really? He goes, oh, yeah, this is a closed-mouth community, Pedro. This was like 1983, 1984, somewhere around there. But the bottom line was he was a character. God rest his soul. Ray Boom Boom Mancini is our guest, folks. We've got some audio to air regarding our current guest right after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, all across America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. And, of course, I do want to take a moment to wish my condolences and my dearest sympathy for all that happened in Connecticut in the past week. That has been pretty hectic, pretty scary. And hug your child next time you see him. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. We'll be talking with Ray Boom Boom Mancini, of course, about his book. He's got a book out, and we'll also talk about his career. We'll talk about his winning the title. We'll talk about Dooku Kim. I've got all kinds of questions for Ray Boom Boom Mancini. You can email me yours, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. And if you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. 28 plus years now, the longest running fight show in history. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family. Hey, if you've been here a while, you're family, and you know you're welcome. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.